Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Hello and welcome to Sportcast, the sports update on First Post. My name is Rakesh Sharma. Today is the 27th of May, 2019. Let's get to the news. In tennis news, the 2019 French Open got underway on Sunday. Roger Federer marked his return to Roland Garros after a four-year absence with a straight sets win over Italy's Lorenzo Sonego, while Angelique Kerber's hopes of completing a career Grand Slam came to an end. Federer, a 20-time major winner, hadn't played the tournament since 2015 when he reached the quarterfinals. However, on Sunday, the 37-year-old made it his 60th successive first-round win at a Grand Slam as he won 6-2, 6-4, 6-4 in 1 hour and 41 minutes. Federer broke serve 5 times and fired 36 winners past 24-year-old Sonego, the world number 73, who made the quarterfinals at the Monte Carlo Masters. After his win at the new-look court Philippe Chatrier that is being rebuilt for a retractable roof by 2020, Federer said, and I quote, "I felt on edge at the start. My heart was beating crazily. I felt great playing on this court. It looks very attractive. So congratulations to everyone involved. Hopefully, I can play here again for my next match," unquote. In the women's draw, German fifth seed and reigning Wimbledon champion Angelique Kerber saw her hopes of a career Grand Slam ended by Russian teenager Anastasia Potapova. Kerber lost 6-4, 6-2 to 18-year-old Potapova, who was making her French Open debut. The 31-year-old has now lost 6 times in the first round of the French Open. The German left-hander had come into Roland Garros carrying a right ankle injury that forced her out of the Italian Open and saw her retire from a second-round tie in Madrid. Her serve was broken 6 times by Potapova. The 81st-ranked Russian, who hit 28 winners past the Germans, said, and I quote, "Kerber is actually one of my idols, and when I was young, I was looking for her game," unquote. India's Apurvi Chandela continued her golden run of form, winning the women's 10-meter air rifle event after a close contest on Sunday. At this year's third International Shooting Sport Federation, that is ISSF World Cup rifle pistol stage in Munich, Germany. Chandela shot a score of 251 in the final to outshine Wang Luyao of China, who shot 250.8. Another Chinese shooter, Shu Hong, finished third with a score of 229.4. It was neck-and-neck battle between Apurvi and Wang, where the Indian was just 0.1 points ahead as she shot a 10.4 to Wang's 10.3 to clinch the issue. This was Apurvi's second ISSF World Cup gold of the year, followed by a world record score in New Delhi in February, and her fourth ISSF medal. In the second Beijing leg, she had finished just outside the medal bracket at fourth place. Another Indian shooter, Elvenil Valerivan, also made it to the finals along with Apurvi, but narrowly missed out on a medal, finishing fourth. Valerivan lost to eventual bronze medalist Shu Hong just 0.1 points. After 20 shots in the 24-shot final, Shu edged out Elvenil 208.4 to 208.3. India had a good day in other events as well. After the first round of qualifying in the women's 25-meter pistol, Asian Games champion Rahi Sarnobat stood second with a score of 294. A good rapid-fire round later today could see her winning a medal as well as an Olympic quota. India already has 5 quota places in rifle and pistol competitions. As a result, they forfeited their right to quotas in the women's air rifle and men's 10-meter air pistol competitions because they have already secured the maximum possible 2 quotas in these events. Apurvi, Anjum, Saurabh Chaudhary, Abhishek Verma and Divyansh Singh Panwar have secured quotas for India so far. The 2 Tokyo 2020 Olympic quotas available on Sunday went to Laura Georgeta Coman of Romania and 16-year-old Hungarian Esther Mezaros, who finished 5th and 6th respectively in the women's 10-meter air rifle. Monday will witness 3 finals with a total of 6 Tokyo quota places up for grabs. In Formula One news, defending champion Lewis Hamilton soaked up intense pressure on Sunday to secure a narrow, dramatic and emotional victory for Mercedes at the Monaco Grand Prix. Hamilton finished ahead of Red Bull's Max Verstappen by a hair's breadth in a race riddled with drama. By lap 42, Hamilton led Verstappen by just 6 tenths of a second, with Sebastian Vettel third, 1.7 seconds adrift, ahead of Valtteri Bottas. Hamilton radioed the team on lap 50, and I quote, "I think I'm in big trouble, guys," unquote, only to be told Mercedes had no intention of pitting again. Hamilton managed to stay half a second ahead, warding off a lunge from Verstappen on lap 76. Their cars touched but continued, with Hamilton cutting the chicane to retain the initiative and win. After the race, Hamilton, who wore a new red helmet in tribute to F1 legend Niki Lauda, said he won because he fought off the challenges with the spirit of Niki Lauda. He dedicated his third win at Monaco to the three-time champion Austrian and non-executive chairman of Mercedes, who died on Monday. He said, and I quote, "That was the hardest race I think I've had. I was fighting with the spirit of Niki. He has been truly an influential person in our team and we miss him," unquote. In the end, Verstappen, who was involved in a pit lane collision with Valtteri Bottas during the race, was classified fourth after receiving a five-second penalty. This pushed four-time champion Sebastian Vettel to second for Ferrari and lifted Bottas to third. Both joined Hamilton in donning red Niki hats in tribute to Lauda during the podium ceremonies. In badminton news, China won the Sudirman Cup for the 11th time after defeating Japan on Sunday. Shi Yuqi stunned world champion Kento Momota as hosts China whitewashed Japan 3-0. Their dominant victory over the top seeds is an ominous indication of the depth they possess in their ranks with next summer's Tokyo Olympics on the horizon. Roared on by a raucous home crowd, China went 1-0 up through their men's doubles and then took a 2-0 lead after captivating a women's singles match between Chen Yufei and Akane Yamaguchi. Japan needed their talisman Momota to beat Shi in the men's singles to keep the tie alive. The world number one had defeated second-ranked Shi four times in five previous meetings, including in last year's World Championship final. 24-year-old Momota won the first game, 21-15, but Shi found rhythm and his subdued Japanese rival faded spectacularly. 23-year-old Shi raced to win the second game, 21-5, and took that momentum into the decider, winning the third game and with it the Sudirman Cup 21-11. Cricket legend Sachin Tendulkar feels that just like a bowling outfit, a batting side should also be penalised 7 runs if they breach the rules of the game during the course of a match. Tendulkar's comments came after bizarre controversy rocked the second semi-final of the Mumbai T20 League between Sobo Supersonics and Akash Tiger's Mumbai Western Suburb on Saturday. In that game, at the end of the 15th over, Sobo Supersonics were coasting along at 158 for no loss when Harsh Tank required medical attention for cramps. On the last ball of the 15th over, Jabishta took a single, but at the start of the next over, none of the players or umpires realized that it was Tank who was on strike and not Bista. After wrongfully taking the strike, Tank got out on the first ball of the next over. Sensing that the batsman hadn't changed ends, the umpires called it a dead ball, denying the wicket to Akash Tigers when the fault lay entirely with the batsman. An unamused Sachin Tendulkar went on to say, and I quote, "I saw this for the first time and when I started thinking what could be done. It cannot be a dead ball, but the rules are such, whatever happened, it was the right thing to happen at that moment. If three fielders are there in the circle, the umpire never tells them that you need to have the fourth fielder in the ring and it's called a no ball and there's a free hit. So the fielding side is penalised for that. But when the batters don't go to their respective ends, why isn't the batting side penalised? I think the batting side should also be penalised. And what is the maximum that one could score off each ball is possibly 7 runs, which is a no ball of previous delivery and a free hit. So maybe here also it should be 7 runs penalty for the batting side and then they change the ends," unquote. Tendulkar also said that it was the duty of the off-field match officials to point out the mistake to on-field umpires.
Sportcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.